Blog Talk Radio.
What you got, Levi?
Gotta go there, man.
Hey! This is dedicated to all the girls down south.
Come on now.
We ain't talking about just a city.
We're gonna get you straight started now. I'm back here with you. The whole show.
Let's take this opportunity to introduce the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. I'm here before you at the noonish hour. We're going to talk about things that's happening in your neighborhood, the issues that's going on in your neighborhood. Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. It's so good to be here being aired on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to ask the question, why Dr. Lowe's neighborhood? Lowe's neighborhood, what are you talking about? See, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on our neighborhood and the issues that occur block by block. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then actually your location, then you offer your comments, your expertise about the topic we're going to be talking about today. If you want to just hear the show or just check it out, you can go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Check us out by email. If you want to communicate, send me your Cash App. You can email it because we're sowing the seed. This month, the next month, the rest of this year, we're going to be sowing the seed. So we need to get that information from you so we can sow a seed into your life, and you, as well as a blessing will be in my life to be able to do that. You can email us at WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. I'm going to repeat that so we can make sure we get it, because I want to get those Cash Apps coming in so I can make sure we sow a seed and also put your name and your Cash App in the pot to win the 2 trips. I'm going to explain in a minute. Again, that's WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. You can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio at the Smith Way Production. The Instagram, we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville 110 is where we're being aired from. We have people joining us in regards to being a partner with that chapter. We want to give a shout out, as we did last night in our show, for the vice president of the chapter, who had a birthday on Tuesday. We're going to say happy birthday to Brother Tony Touchdown Stallworth. He's reaching a ripe age of fruitfulness, and we want to give him a shout out. His hard work is always recognized in the fraternity, in the chapter, throughout whatever region and state he is. So we want to say happy birthday to you, Brother Tony Stallworth. Also, if you want to check us out on other Instagram channel, which is at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15 or at Smith Wave Production. Now, if you're watching us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. As I mentioned earlier, I was talking about the sowing a seed in your life, sending me your Cash App by comment or just going to the email, and you can email to me. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com, and we're going to sow a seed. And also, your name and your Cash App will go into the pot, and we're going to auction off, in essence, pull a name at the end of the month in May for a trip. We got 2 trips going on. 1 3-day and 2-night to Atlanta. We will pay for the hotel and the tax that go along with the hotel. We're just asking you to be take care of the responsibility of your travel and your meal. On the other side of that, we have a second trip we'll be giving out at the end of June. so your name will stay, your cash app will stay in there long enough for the second trip. The second trip is to Orlando. That's Orlando, Florida. Three days and two nights. You will have to take care of the travel and your eats and other things you want to have. We'll take care of the hotel and the tax. But you have to, once your name is pulled, you have to go and reserve that based on the travel agency, and then we will take care of the tax on it. It's been good. It's a blessing. Now, working with people who wants to donate, and that's what it's all about. We have an awesome show planned for that, but I wanted to truly leave this with you. See, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, have listeners and watchers all over the world, particularly in the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we're so glad to come before you. It's a blessing. It was a vision that God gave me in 2011 that I come and bring something and have something in play so we can get the word out. So you have an opportunity. You have something, you have a friend that wants to share something, you can call me. You can use either one of those emails, or you can call me at 334, this is the office number, 467-7261. 334-467-7261. Call if you actually leave a message, and we'll make sure we get back to you and allow whoever you're suggesting or yourself, you want to come and talk about some things that's going on in your community, this is the vessel to do with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Our topic for today is on part two of what we started on Tuesday, relationship, transforming a grown woman to a grown, mentally strong woman. See, there's a difference there, and we want to talk about all of those points that puts you in the right position. But before we move forward with our title and our topics in our title, we want to give a shout-out, and I do what's called Black History Moment for each one of my shows. Remember of my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, this young man attended Alcorn University, Alcorn State University. Name is Brother Timon Kyle Durrett. Some of you have seen him as an actor, as a singer, just have an opportunity to be across the string stage. None other than this young man on Single Ladies on VH1. He's been seen on Tyler Perry's Daddy's Little Girl. My brother, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, making a difference in our community, in our world, Brother Timmons Kyle Durrett. Keep doing what you're doing, Brother Durrett. Continue to make a difference through your acting and your singing. Again, we want to try to adjust our things here to make sure we touch on all the things of the importance, because we have some sponsorship. We want to make sure we get the sponsorship in as well. We want to say to individuals, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. We want you to focus and support individuals and take care of yourself. You know, if you're having some challenges, please seek help. If not, make sure you put yourself in a position so you can get your word out. Let everybody know what's happening with you, whether it's your family members, whether it's a friend, whether it's through your church, through your pastor, whoever it may be. Seek professional help. But do that, because this is Mental Health Awareness Month. So make sure you do that. Keep the grind going. We're going through a tough time through COVID-19. Yeah, we have the vaccine, but we're still going through a challenging time. The fourth wave is coming in the month of June, July, because that's the offset of your holidays, your Memorial Day, your 4th of July, as well as your Labor Day. Remember, the mask is so important. Just because you have the vaccine or not, wear the mask. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet apart. And make sure, truly, I want you to make sure you can stay at home. If you don't need to be out, don't go out. It's essential you go to work. But if you're in these places that lack ventilation, whether you have the vaccine or not, it is definitely in your body to keep you alive and also you keep you from going to the hospital. But you can put yourself in a situation where you can get sick. So keep that in mind. Let's practice the best safety protocols in. Your relationship transforming a grown woman to a grown, mentally strong woman. Let's truly, truly look at the situation in a way we want to focus on the characteristics of a grown woman. I want you to be able to respond. You have an opportunity. I'm going to give a wave to you. I'm going to lean over on my way to have several people joining us, and I want to make sure I give them a wave. By giving you this wave, letting you know I'm recognizing you here, and I want to give a shout-out to you as we move on through the show. The Tay Pickett with Inspire to Inspire. Thank you so much. Remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Blue Review, I want to thank you as well. A member of the Blue and White family of Zinkton Fire Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we also have Jack 919. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want me, if you're in an organization, you want to type it in, let me know what organization part of the Divine Nine you are with, or Masonic, or Shriner, or whatever you may be, Eastern Star, whatever. Let us know. We want to give you a shout-out. Let's start off with the characteristics of a grown woman. The other day I shared some things that were so important. One of the key things I want you to keep in mind is a grown woman is one who fully developed and mature, both physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. That's a grown woman. And she can navigate through the barges of conflict, the judgmental part, and even oppression messengers to and about women by the media in society. Just keep it in mind that there's a lot of negative things going on. She's challenged with just looking to engage into a healthy relationship. That's what a grown woman, she looks to engage into a healthy relationship. If you know two different between an overgrown girl and a grown female and a grown woman, if she's looking to be in a relationship, she wants a healthy relationship. When she meets you, she already knows exactly where she's going with this. Now, you may not be up the par, meaning the grown men or the mature men, but she's going to be up the par. See, a grown woman honors, esteems, and respects herself as a whole person. See, that's what a grown woman do and requires the same from others. You should not ever let anybody disrespect you. You should not ever let somebody mistreat you. You should never let anybody humiliate you. You should never let anybody hurt you. You should not ever let anybody abuse you. See, a grown woman honor who I am, respect who I am. I have high esteem. And I'm so proud to be able to say that I work for from day to day, because I want to make sure I honor who I am and whom I am. I want to respect who I am, and I expect you to respect me. I expect you to honor me. See, a mature man, which we managed to get to in our other series, he's going to respect you. See, he's going to provide for you. He's going to protect you. He's never, never going to disrespect you. And if he gets to the point that he's going to gather himself, he's going to take a step back, and it's time for him to realize it, because whatever's going to come out of my mouth now is going to destroy this relationship. See, a grown woman is looking for a healthy relationship. And when she's looking for a healthy relationship, she's looking for those characteristics. Self-love. See, that's a characteristic of a, you know, a healthy relationship, and that's something a grown woman has. On top of that, trust. See, in a healthy relationship, a grown woman is looking for trust. She's looking for honesty. See, grown males, if you're not ready to be honest about your feelings, honest about who you are, I'm going to tell you, a grown woman going to recognize that. Because you know these are the things that needed to be successful in a healthy relationship. Self-love, trust, honesty, devotion, dedication, willingness, and truly, truly communication. See, a grown woman is not going to run away from those tough topics. She's going to be able to communicate with you. She's not focusing on things like what we said, how I look. See, we work from inside out. See, you're projected from inside out. When you look in the mirror, you just see just a shadow of yourself. But if you look long enough, you'll see your inner self. And that scares a grown male, a grown female. I just throw that in. That scares them when they look at me. Because they understand just because I have the age and the physical attributes, I'm still a boy or girl inside. And see, that's what it's all about. See, a grown woman makes sure she recognizes her value. Recognize her value. We have a show that we're gonna that's coming on tonight that I'm airing at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. We take the acronym of love and start with the L. We said she's able to listen to you. See, that's what a grown woman can do. She can listen to you. The O is overlooking faults. The V is value. See, a grown woman values who they are. See, they have no problem let you put them down. See, not looking at her body and saying, this is the most important thing, which is really, really, truly not. We're going to take care of our body, but if we're not taking care of that inner self and that state of mind, we haven't reached the point of a grown woman. A few other things I want to share about a grown woman before I move to looking at some of those characteristics of a full grown woman. See, a grown woman, as I said, wants respect. She demands respect. See, that's what a grown woman do. See, a grown woman understand that respect lasts way longer, more positive than attention. Let me say that again. A grown woman understands that respect, I want you to hear that, understands that respect lasts way longer and is more positive than attention. Yes, he's telling you, you look good. You have to watch how it comes out of their mouth. See, respect is so much, so important to our daily life. See, we cannot disrespect the people we love and be all right with it. Because if you do that, you're going to disrespect the people you don't love or don't know. See, respect starts in the covenants of our home. We got to respect one another. See, if you decide to get with somebody, move in with somebody, make them your life partner, make them your wife, make them your husband, whoever you just choose to be, you got to decide that they're going to have to respect you. For you to be successful, they have to respect you. See, a grown woman are always interested in learning more and making room for improvement and growth. Let me say that again. A grown woman are interested in learning more. See, her mind is always open for growth. She's always open for improvement. If that's not you, work on it. See, it's easy to work on it. Instead of sometimes talking, it's better to listen. Instead of spending your time trying to control, it's better to listen. That's what you have to do because, see, if you're interested in learning, as I mentioned yesterday, Tuesday, there's three L's that's so important. Live, learn, and let go. See, a grown woman is interested in learning more. And once she learns that, it allows her the room to improve and grow. See, a grown woman is independent. See, she don't need your dollars. I always tell the story about the overgrown boys and grown males that come to these places of social, and when they come, they have this big wad of money to roll. You see, you got to pull out to show that they got money. You know, The truth of the matter, it's just like the shell. You see a shell of that person, well-dressed and all this, but the bottom line is what inside of you. See, what's inside of him? Just like that watermelon. You have those $100 bills on the top. You just got paid. Ain't paid no bill. And under there, you have a bunch of wounds. Is that how you is hollow inside? A grown woman can recognize that. And see, I tell you, grown males and overgrown boys, she going to recognize that because of my independency, I don't need you to pull a wad out and try to show me. I got me. Because, see, God got me as well. And that's what it's all about. See, a grown woman has standards. See, one of the things you got to understand that when we have fundamental principles that was developing when we was younger, we turn them into standards, what we're going to accept and not accept. See, that's what a grown woman do. See, a grown woman empower each other. See, that's what grown women do. See, they going to make sure. You know, I talk about several people have their calling, their purpose. And on the show now we have a young lady, and constantly I have another young lady out of Berkeley, California, that's on the show, Minister Denise Stephanie. She have a ministry called Behind the Mask Ministry. See, the calling is to help take that mask off. See, too many people have a mask on. They're walking around and don't have no standards, and they don't able to empower nobody. So they're empowering everybody, but they're particularly empowering women. Then we also have another young lady has an ultimate goal to change the lives of individuals in a community, whether it's through her words or through her action. That's LaTae Pickett. So LaTae Pickett worked with Inspire to Inspire. She's a founder. So she want to inspire you. See, what I just said, see, a grown woman, a grown woman empower others. They're inspiring people. She's inspiring through Inspire to Inspire. And then you have Behind the Mask Ministry. Then we have a co-host on our show out of Oakland, California. She has Only My Own Truth Behavior. You know, working on a behavior, cognitive health development. That's what it's all about, Tina Robinson. Owning My Own Truth. Then we have another host of one of the shows entitled Tell the Truth. She's working to inspire young people to make a difference. Christine Walters, she's doing things to make a difference. That's what a grown woman do. They do what? They empower us. And that's what it's all about. See, a grown woman is open about their feelings. That's what a grown woman is. She ain't hiding. See, too many people hide it. A grown woman focuses on foundation. See, they focus on foundation. That means the family, the fundamental principles. See, when they focus on foundation, that they and their friends or their boyfriends have built together. That's what they focus on. See, grown women know that beauty is all about intelligence. A grown woman knows that beauty is all about your intelligence, your intellect, your heart. Come on now, and your strength. So I'm going to say it again. A grown woman knows that beauty is about intelligence, how intelligent you are, how intellectual you are. What's your strength? What's your weakness? You know your strength when you're a grown woman and you have a good heart. See, that's what I'm talking about. We want to take this opportunity to pay a few bills right now. We're going to use our sponsorship. If you're looking to shop on wheels for the home products that you seek to be in your home, give McKenzie and Associates a call. The owner is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and the number is 770-473-6291. Give her a call. That's McKenzie and Associates. Shopping on wheels for home products. And that's what it's all about. Let's move to quickly because we want our time not to pass by us. We want to make sure we do it. But we want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-7262. 4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on live. I identify the last four digits of your telephone or your cell phone. Ask you for your location, your name, if you choose. And definitely jump in with Dr. Smith and offer your comment and your expertise. See, we're going to talk about some traits of a full-grown woman. See, you went from a grown woman to a full-grown woman. See, a full-grown woman characterized in one or two ways. Submissive or aggressive. Full-grown woman women are characterized in one or two ways. You're submissive or you're aggressive. Sometimes you're too weak or you're too strong. You're too educated or you're not enough educated. Not enough education. Older ladies, older strippers. No one can be satisfied with everything. So as a full-grown woman, you want everybody to understand that the strength that you have in you is not just for you. The strength is to carry your family. Your strength is to carry your mate. That's what the strength in you is for. You are able to be a strong person. So when we're talking about individuals, when we say they're fully grown, we look at things like they set their own standards. You know, a grown woman has standards. A full-grown woman set her status. She knows where she's going. She's only going to tolerate certain things. She has beliefs and values. And they stem from her experience. See, we have to always keep in mind our belief or our standards and values comes from our experience. So a full-grown woman knows her worth. A full-grown woman knows her values. A full-grown woman going to stand behind her belief. A full-grown woman going to truly stand behind her status. And that's what it's all about. We have to make sure we keep that in mind. See, a full-grown woman also learn and let go. I want you to use those three L's in your life. Live, learn, and let go. Sometimes you have to let go. See, when you're in a bad situation, you know where you're heading, you have to make the decision truly, truly to let go. You can't be afraid to keep on putting out and hurting yourself. See, I want you to know that, see, God bless you with some intuition. And in that intuition, you can make the decision based on what you're feeling inside. See, we operate from inside out, not outside in. If you're an external person, you think you're operating, you know there's a tough road to go. So full-grown women live, learn, and let go. See, they don't want to become bitter with you. See, they want to get better. Yeah. Little grown woman. They don't want to be bitter. They just want to get better. And they make sure they let you know when there's pain in their life. See, it's one thing about being afraid, to share. Now, see, that's something men and grown men still working on, because a mature man understands emotion is very important. He has a high level of dealing with emotions. I don't mean a cold heart. Now, see, it's different. So don't get me confused here. He deals with emotion. He doesn't have a problem showing his emotion. That's what a mature man does. See, he has a high level dealing with his mental, emotionally, spiritually, physical, and financial aspects. That's what a full grown woman is, and that's what a full grown woman does as well. They live, learn, and let go. If it's some pain, they're going to let it out and let you know. Because, see, they want to learn from it. See, they want to be able to let this pain out so they can learn from it and move on.
We forget about it, excuse me.
We try to hold things in. See, a full-grown woman recognizes her mistakes. I said recognize her choices. They may not be the best choices, but when you recognize your choice, that's something you can adjust because you're trying to come up with a solution or something better that's going to make you a better person. That's what a full-grown woman does. See, they have to be able to be in a creative, positive situation. When you recognize you made a choice that may not be right, you want to be now in a creative, positive situation which brings about change versus constantly in a negative situation or have negative thinking. We can't let the media dictate to us. We can't let our friends dictate to us. We can't let our family dictate. A full-grown woman, when she make a mistake, she own up to that mistake, and then she come up with a way to change this problem. And that's what a full-grown woman is all about. Quickly, let's look at the difference between a grown woman and a grown, mentally strong woman. I said some things up earlier about characteristics. We're going to break this thing down now so you can really understand it. You know, they have a term in there, but I don't want to use that term, a grown A woman. When you're a grown, fully grown woman, you really know to have everything under control. You know to have everything under control. That's what a full grown woman, you know, the bills will pay, her business is held. Come on now. The bills will pay. Come on now. The bills are paid. She don't need nobody to come pay her bills. Yeah, her business is hell. She has a reputation of having it all together. Come on. But see, that isn't something that happened with a snap of the finger. It took preparation. It took work to stay on the top of her game. She does not work that work for her. She gives that and a career that I'm going to go work hard so I can provide for her. See, a full-grown woman does that. See, you have to keep that in mind. See, a full-grown woman, what I would say, second, is money mindful. She don't waste money. See, by knowing how to handle a bill, allows her to not allow the bills and the money to get away from her. See, it's not magically that she's controlling it. She works at doing that. See, she understands good financial health is contingent upon making wise decisions in regards to budgets. See, we got to keep in mind, you got to understand how to budget your money. You got to make sure you handle your bills. See, a full grown woman, which is a grown and woman, her style is unapologetic. See, she knows, she truly knows, regardless whether she out in a pair of shorts, jeans, dress, she knows who she is. She had no question. Her outfit don't determine her. Her inner self allow her to move on. And that's what it's all about. She has the confidence as a full grown woman. She has a daily opportunity or solo time to get and think about where she is in her career, how her social life is going, her family. And she understands the value of taking some time for herself every day, whether it's a brief meditation, a walk during lunch, a class, or our television after everyone is asleep. That's what we're talking about, a grown woman. Now we want to take time to look at a grown, really strong woman. These are the characteristics of a grown, mentally strong woman. But the last thing I want to say about a grown A woman values the meaningful conversation and the realness that comes with long-standing friendship. See, a friendship is a relationship, and you've got to value the conversation. Make sure they're real. We're talking about real talk, and we want to make sure you be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Give us a call. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get on your line. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, actual location, name, and that you offer your expertise and conversation. We also are going to pick some deals right now. We have King Transportation Service out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You can contact the owner, Lyndon King Sanders. He's working hard to provide the top transportation service in West Alabama. His number, if you want to give him a call, 205-454-8157. That's King Transportation Services in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Worked to West Alabama all the way up to, you said, Central Alabama, up into Birmingham. All over the state he'll work, but even in Mississippi, you can give them a call if you need some transportation service. That's 205-454-8157. All right, let's look at the characteristics of a grown, mentally strong woman. We're transforming now. See, a grown, mentally strong woman have confidence. See, that confidence is a huge part of being mentally strong. Productivity. See, her mind is always working to accomplish something. She's optimistic and positive. A mentally strong woman sees the glass as half full and not half empty. She's a go-getter. Come on now, is that you? Are you confident? Are you productive? You're optimistic, a positive? You're a go-getter? Is that you? She's a fear tackler. See, things come, yeah, she may be uncomfortable, may be afraid, but she will tackle some tough conversations, some tough situations. She's caring. A mentally strong woman who's a grown woman can tackle things that come her way, and she cares about you. She live, learn, and let go. Is that you? Ask yourself. We're transforming from just being a grown woman to a full-grown woman to now truly, truly a grown, mentally strong woman. She's also not afraid to stand up for what she believes in. You can ask nothing better for her. She believes this is right, and she's going to stand up and fight. And don't literally mean physically, but be persistent, be aggressive, making sure it happens. Do the work. Take the journey. That's what a mentally strong, grown woman is. Also, she's proud. See, do not try to take away the proudness of her. Don't try to reduce her to something you want her to be. You take that proudness and you develop it because you're a mature man. See, a grown, mentally strong woman going to be with a mature man. He's a great man. That's what she's going to be with. Because he understands he's proud of her. He tells her, I'm proud of you. We're doing some awesome things. See, God bless all of us with a purpose. And if you're able to recognize your purpose and do your purpose, that person that you have committed and you see God has brought into your life as your companion should be able to tell you, I'm proud of you. How can I help you accomplish your goal? Because when we're together, I know the strength that you have. I know that you care. I know you're a go-getter. See, I know you have confidence, and I know you're productive. You're optimistic, and you're positive. All those things is for a mentally strong woman, which is a grown, mentally strong woman. When we want to transform from a grown woman to a fully grown woman to a grown, mentally strong woman, we have to remember the key is your mental state. See, mentally strong women do things different because they live a different set of core beliefs that guide them. A mentally strong woman lives different from everybody else. Ask yourself, is that you? Do you live different from what your friends are doing? You have set standards that they're your standards and you follow. You don't let anybody dictate what you should do. Whether your friend, whether your family, or whoever it may be. You have to set the standard, blaze the trail by yourself. Sometimes it requires that. So as a mentally strong woman, when you're doing things differently, because you're trying to make sure your core belief gives you the guidance to make decisions and help you deal with daily habits, I see you making some changes. I see your life moving in a different direction. And a grown male or a grown boy or even a grown man can deal with you. It has to be a mature man. See, a mature man focus is mentally mature and emotionally mature, just like you are. So a mentally strong woman uses her core belief to guide her in making a decision. It's not about feelings. It's all about your beliefs. See, a mentally strong woman or women believe self-worth should never be determined by anyone else's opinion. Can I say that again? All of y'all on here, just let me know. You can hit that and type something in right quick and tell me if I'm touching the right nerve. Self-worth. See, we talk about in a healthy relationship, self-love. But your makeup as a grown, mentally strong woman is all about your self-worth. How do you see yourself? Are you worth what you think you are? See, that's one of the things. Self-worth is so important. See, it should never, never determine by somebody else. You determine how much you're worth. You determine when you put your boots on the ground. You determine how much work you're going to do. You determine what you need to do. I'm telling you now, don't let nobody else do it. Friend, family, confidant. Whoever they may be. A grown, mentally strong woman uses the strength inside of her to review everything that's going on. See, her strength will sometimes be viewed as weakness, but the truth of the matter, because I can't understand your inner self, understanding that the strength that you have inside coming from your soul, coming from your spirit and your heart is not a weakness. Don't take kindness for weakness. Come on now, you got to work with me. Don't play with me. Make sure you do what you're supposed to do. See, many people believe that kindness, emotion, vulnerability aren't important or even appropriate. Girl, stop that crying. Come on now. What you doing?
You got to recognize, you know, I was listening to a song recently, and it was talking about
in a relationship where the young lady wanted to go to college, but her mate smiled, you don't need to go to college. See, they try to take away the strength that you have inside. See, so you have to believe that because you are kind, because you it's all right to be emotionally, it's all right to be vulnerable, that's not weakness. That's a strength for you. See, some people even view the actions I just mentioned as signs of weakness. It's not weakness. A mentally strong woman understands that these things that I just mentioned, the kindness, the emotion, the vulnerability, is a mental strength for you. See, it makes you strong and don't make you weak. Don't let nobody steal your joy. The next thing, there's no need to shrink, small yourself, make yourself small for other people's comfort. Come on now.
Let me weigh that. Michael Bailey.
Thank you so much. There is no need to reduce yourself, shrink yourself for other people's comfort. Don't ever do that. See, many women worry about their ambition might actually threaten others. A mentally strong woman, now that's what we talk about, a grown mentally strong woman, knows that they can own their success without sounding arrogant. Come on now. See, we have to understand that we can't be afraid to talk about our accomplishments. Ladies, don't be afraid. Talk about your accomplishments. Live, learn, and let go. That's what it's all about. The next thing, society encourages women to engage in unhealthy behavior. See, a mentally strong woman don't let other people dictate what way they're supposed to go. See, you have to be consistent and constantly doing what you're supposed to do that may threaten other people. But however, it allows you to feel your success. See, when you let other people dictate to you, meaning the unhealthy behavior, because that's what you supposed to do, the way somebody else did it, that might not be your standard. Don't lower your standards to satisfy your friend or your family. See, that's what overgrown girls do. That's what grown females, they are more focused on their outer appearance. You, as a mentally strong mama, operate from inner self. Always remember that. See, a mentally strong woman recognizes how the pressures that come from the world can lead to detrimental habits, such as insisting on perfection, staying silent, engaging in toxic self-blame. You got to be accountable. So they go against the grain. Grown, mentally strong women go against the grain. Is that you? Action. Is that you? The next thing, grown mentally strong women, mental strength can be contagious. See, when our girl began to see you as a role model or a model of success, that way we can prepare them to be successful when they get into adulthood. See, you show your strength. You got to always be willing to grow stronger.
you have to always be willing to look at what you're living, how you're living, and learning from how you're living. And then when it's not the right thing for meet the standards, you got to let it go. Live, learn, let go. And that's what it's all about now. Being mentally strong women know that strength has a ripple effect. See, when the girls, your daughters, your nieces, your sisters, and people that look and see what you're doing, it sends shockwaves through them. So they say, I'm going to go out and do the same thing. I'm going to be able to serve my purpose and make a difference. You always got to remember, mental strength can be contagious. The next, mental muscle must constantly be maintained. All it is, you're already strong because you're strong in your inner self. Continue to work on that. You can exercise. You can stay strong that way. You got to exercise not only the muscles here, but the muscles up here as well. The largest muscle in your body is your brain. Keep on working to strengthen it. Make sure that muscle deals you where you need to be. The next thing, you can't always see inner self, but you got to understand there is an inner self. Work on your inner self so you can be a model to our future. Let's make sure we do that. I won't let me wait at you, my brother. Thank you so much. Thank you for just checking us out. And the last thing I want to say about transforming a grown, mentally strong woman to a queen, you have to know what a queen is. It's this you. And I'm going to run it down right quickly. A queen is emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially strong woman. You are unique. See, the queen is unique. See, she owns her body, her life, and her destiny. That's what a queen is. As we transform you from the things you heard about, the strength mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, you got to understand it should transfer over to you being that queen. See, a queen first identify the weakness and learn from them. A queen never let stereotypical break your spirit. Stereotypes break your spirit, I'm sorry. She take control of her life. That's what a queen do. But whatever you need to be, you will be it. Because you set standards, you have fundamental principles. These things are into play when you're a queen. You also realize that nothing is too ambitious if you just do your best. See, that's what a queen do. She don't have time for some of the other things. She expects love and friendship. She expects love and friendship to hurt sometimes. We don't love her. We know friendship hurts. She don't have to be strong all the time. That's a queen. She's not going to settle for less. A queen is a woman who has an open mind and respect for others. And may have respect for you. That's a queen. So I hope something was shared today allow you to transform from a grown woman to a fully grown woman to a grown, mentally strong woman to a queen. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome being here, being able to share this with you. Hopefully something was shared can work with you. Hashtag be responsible. I want to thank all those people that joined us. Again, I want you to
send me your Cash App. You can send it through comment on Zeta Phi Sigma Grebo, the number 10, Instagram, or Coach Dr. Louisa D. Smith, 15, or Facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith, and we're sowing a seed. We're sowing a seed. And also, your Cash App goes into the pot, the bowl, and we're going to be giving away a trip to Atlanta or Orlando, 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the hotel and the taxi. We're actually going to take care of the travel. We'll be wrapping that trip off at the end of May, the first one, and the second one again in June. It was awesome being here with you today. When it's at that point, and we're getting ready to close out. And again, hashtag responsible. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Pickett, on Inspire to Inspire. We also have Michael Baisley. Thank you so much. In Essen, thank you very much, brother, for joining us. We also have Jack 919. And we also have the Blue Review. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta is rewarding. We're going to be calling my family. As well as above the 5 day single journey incorporated. Thank you so much. It's been awesome today. And I want you to go back and check it out. You can go to either one of my on demand episodes that we have that's on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW/internet talk radio. We post them on Facebook. We post them as well on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as we have a YouTube channel. It's been awesome being here with you today, but it's time for us to close it out. I tell you, hashtag be responsible. Take your steps, transform into a grown woman, fully grown woman, grown mentally strong woman to a queen, and that's what it's all about. Hashtag One Life Matter, as well as hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag making sure you communicate with honesty. Check us out tonight at 6 o'clock over Love Cafe. We got an awesome format for tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a ball. See, it's going to play. And I tell you, give your family members a hug, whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Tell them you love them, virtual or face-to-face. And as we close out, I just want to tell you, it comes truly from my heart. When I throw up the L's, I love you, I give my heart. This love is coming from my heart. And last but not least, I always tell each of my watchers and listeners, I love you, and ain't a thing you do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.